Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. Rafi, the head of New Orleans DA Civil Rights Division, resigns. That's Emily Ma from the DA's office here recently. Tell us about it.
Well, so Emily Ma was hired by Jason Williams to head up a newly created Civil Rights Division. So the whole thought process there was that they wanted to determine if there were any wrongful convictions or unjust convictions that were obtained in Orleans Parish. So they created an in-house civil rights division to address that. And she was working closely with the criminal defense bar and some of the private nonprofits that represent offenders. So I think part of the problem philosophically that I had with that is that, I'm all for the district attorney's office complying with legal requests and looking at convictions. And if they uncover any wrongdoing, it's their responsibility to report it to the court and address that. But, you know, what we saw emerge over there, and we first saw Emily Ma, or at least a large part of the community saw Emily Ma, when back in February of 23, I came on your show and talked about what happened on Mardi Gras Day in magistrate court, where Emily Ma covered the arrests that were made by the police department. I believe that particular day there were about 13 gun arrests that made their first appearance in magistrate court at Mardi Gras of 23. And Emily Ma is supposed to be there representing the state and addressing and informing the court of the facts of the case and advocating for bail. What Emily Ma did on Mardi Gras Day in 2023 was something that I had never seen a prosecutor do before. And I worked as a prosecutor. And what she did is she went into magistrate court with the purpose of that is to set bail. And she refused charges against all of the gun arrests that were made before a police report was submitted, before any information. That wasn't her responsibility to do that. You have a screening division. You give the police the ability and the time to get their police reports in. But she went into court and dismissed all of those cases and allowed individuals that were convicted felons in possession of a firearm to get out of jail for free. And one of those cases that we found out about involved her stopping or at least releasing an individual that the police department stopped in the French Quarter for having a fully automatic weapon. And we referred that case to the U.S. Attorney's Office. They adopted it and obtained a conviction, and he went to the penitentiary. Well, Emily Ma went back to her duties in working in the Civil Rights Division. And it was disclosed when she left that there were 300 people that she helped vacate the convictions or reduce sentences for, you know, on. 300 people. Now, I believe that there was some wrongdoing with respect to either police or prosecutor investigations, but I can assure you there weren't 300 cases that rose to that level. And what Emily Ma, the judgment that she used in magistrate court on Mardi Gras Day of 2023, I believe that what she did on Mardi Gras Day of 2023 should have been justification for termination. And if she exhibited that type of poor judgment in magistrate court in February of 2023, I think that, you know, everything that she handled in the Civil Rights Division needs to be audited and reviewed. And that audit and review is underway now by the Louisiana Senate that has a committee looking into that, as well as the Attorney General's office that is reviewing many or all of the cases that have been handled. I'm not sure, but I know that they are reviewing a number of those cases. So essentially, if a sentence was vacated or conviction was vacated and the DA agreed to a reduced sentence, and it wasn't because of some procedural or wrongful or misconduct on the part of the prosecution or the police, essentially what the DA's office is doing and what Emily Ma is doing is granting clemency. Clemency is not the prerogative of the district attorney's office. That belongs, according to the Constitution of Louisiana, with the executive branch of government, which is the governor. The governor has the right to grant clemency. But what we're going to see, I think, as this audit and this review that's underway, you're going to see, I think, examples of cases where the DA's office granted reduced sentences or vacated convictions to people that procedurally and factually were guilty. But the DA's office and Emily Ma believe that they had paid their debt to society. And I think that the reason that she left is there was a law that was changed in this most recent session. And she and the DA's office no longer has the unilateral authority to do this. And now, because of this legislation, it limits the district attorney's office to do it, and it also requires that the attorney general's office be informed and be allowed to review all of the post-conviction relief requests that are being processed within every district attorney's office. So Emily Ma is not going to have the freedom to do what she did the past 4 years. And I suspect that that was one of the main reasons, if not the reason, that she elected to resign. And that disclosure was made last Friday. I don't know how she survived beyond the February of 2023. And if she utilized the judgment in the Civil Rights Division that she exhibited in magistrate court on Mardi Gras Day of 2023, I have some real concerns about some of the cases that she handled, and we'll have to wait and see how the investigation and reviews that are being conducted by the Senate and the Attorney General's office plays out.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're Rafi, I mean, what is the remedial action to this? I mean, how does someone like this, let's assume that the powers that she utilized, the power of the office inappropriately, was really more like a clemency than anything else, no procedural deficiencies or otherwise, or any legal deficiencies. Shouldn't somebody like this lose their law license? I mean, you're acting with intentionality. You know, or you should, that you don't have the authority to do this. You're just promoting your own personal beliefs and ideologies.
Right, right. I mean, could the Bar Association begin the Office of Professional Responsibility for Attorneys that governs attorneys under the Code of Professional Conduct? Could they conduct an investigation? Yes. Can they, you know, are they? I have no idea. I think that, you know, depending on what is found, there could be matters that are referred to the Office of Professional Conduct, you know, that governs the licensing of attorneys. But, you know, I think there are also a number of other potential conflicts that Emily Ma may have overlooked. So when she was hired, she was working for nonprofits that were defending and representing many of the people that she was responsible for now initiating on behalf of the DA's office, a procedural or wrongful conviction filing in court. So if she or the firm that she was working with defending the offenders are now cases that she's overseeing in her capacity as an assistant district attorney working in the civil rights division, I believe that that's potentially a conflict of interest, and a conflict of interest that no one has looked into in this. And I'm hoping that that's part of the review that's underway right now to see if there were, in fact, any conflicts where the organization that she was working for before she went to work for the DA's office, if she oversaw any cases involving that organization's clients that she was making decisions on. I think that that is an inherent conflict of interest. No one knows the extent of that or whether there are any or how many violations there could possibly be. But I certainly think that's something that needs to be looked into.
Absolutely. All right, we got to get to a break. We're visiting with Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. Breaking news, former Congressman Matt Gaetz says that he will no longer seek to be confirmed as Attorney General, saying that the controversy surrounding his potential nomination was unfairly becoming a distraction to President-elect Donald Trump's agenda. Matt Gaetz out as it relates to being confirmed for Attorney General. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.